USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, during his historic visit, Donald Trump, the first U.S. president ever to step foot in North Korea. Kim Jong-un takes President Trump up on his tweet and his offer to meet. The discussion lasts almost an hour instead of the planned 5 minutes. The president also inviting Kim to visit the United States. In other developments, President Trump and the head of China agree to restart U.S. trade talks. Before heading back to the United States, President Trump visits our troops at the Osan Air Force Base ahead of the July 4th holiday week.
We just left, and I said, you know, this was unexpected, and we're going to keep a lot of thousands of great military people waiting, but that's what you do. You love your country, and that was a good thing to do, right? I said they'll understand.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Checking in with the Democrats now, a new poll finds former Vice President Joe Biden slipping since his poor debate performance. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story from Washington, D.C.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's once dominating lead in the Democratic presidential polls slipping now after what many viewed as a poor debate performance last week. His support dropping from over 41% to 31% after the Thursday debate, according to a Morning Consult poll. Kamala Harris earning the biggest bump, gaining 9 points to nearly 17% support since the debates. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on an abortion clinic in Missouri, USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Missouri's only abortion clinic will remain open until at least August. That ruling from a Missouri commissioner who said there's a likelihood that the clinic will prevail in its license fight with the state. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Drivers in at least three states busy filling up their gas tanks before the price goes up. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The states claim they need the additional revenue to repair roads and for mass transit programs. Motorists are filling their tanks now before the increases go into effect July 1st. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's going to be pain at the pump.
Illinois is raising its state tax 19 cents per gallon. Gas prices there will jump. Ohio is raising their tax 10.5 cents per gallon. And California is raising its gasoline tax 5.6 cents on July 1st. So all three of those states are going to see hefty jumps in gas prices.
I'm John Clemens.
To entertainment news now, singer Elton John taking issue with something Russian President Vladimir Putin says. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Elton John has decided to get into the political debate as he called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by saying that liberalism is obsolete and conflicts with the overwhelming majority in many countries continue. In a story published by the Financial Times newspaper, Putin said the liberal idea has become obsolete. Elton John said this in a statement released that disagrees with Putin's view that pursuing policies that embrace multicultural and sexual diversity are obsolete in our societies. Putin also said Russia has no problem with LGBT persons. He said, let everybody be happy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.